got Kiwi, so she is a Kelpie cross. She's super social. She's really, really well trained, well behaved. I'm very sad unless she's getting some human attention. And then we've got Max, who is not quite sure, definitely a Darwin special.
I'm walking around a local animal shelter in Darwin. As we head into the school holidays, these guys here at Paws tend to hit capacity. Some dogs are chubby, others incredibly thin, some are brown, brindle or blonde, small or stocky, and obviously all mixed breeds. These are Darwin specials. Many of these dogs will be fostered or adopted within the next few weeks, because their special quality is a selling point in the top end. But what is a special? Not only here in Darwin, but stretching right through the territory. I went digging. Pardon the pun.
My name's Jan Allen. I'm a veterinarian trained, but officially I'm the One Health Program Manager with AMREC. So AMREC is a small NGO, and actually a charity, and AMREC stands for Animal Management in Rural and Remote Indigenous Communities. Basically, what we do is facilitate animal management programs, particularly dog and cat population management and health programs in remote Indigenous communities all around Australia.
Jan is a difficult woman to pin down. Regularly, you can only really contact Jan via satellite phone when she's in remote communities caring for camp dogs. She has worked closely with mixed breeds, from the Pilbara right across to far north Queensland. And she says these specials and camp dogs are everywhere.
Camp dogs are very special. Physically, that camp dogs are generally a medium size, about 20 kilos, usually short-haired, mixed breeds, sort of generally a Kelpie shape with pointy ears and an infinite number of colours and colour mixes, and can be extremely unique in their colours. So they're not physically huge and robust, but they're more tough and lean. Because they're mixed breeds, they don't have any of those breed-related health issues, inherited problems. So they're very, very sound. Socially, they're absolutely awesome. We've had dog behavioralist specialists come out with us to the Tiwis a few years ago, and they were just astounded at how socially well adjusted camp dogs are, because they're free roaming and they're also well adjusted with people, so they know when they need to stand back and they can't grab that child's ice block because they're going to get reprimanded.
But when you are comparing the likes of a camp dog to what we see more centrally as these special breeds, is there a similarity in the way that they're a mixed breed dog?
I think they're along the same lines, but all those types of dogs are individual. That's the whole key, that they've run their own line of breeding that's really unique and mixed. In some communities, you'll go in and there'll be a whole mass of Chihuahua cross dogs, and people really do like the little dogs. Or you'll go into a community and there's these hefty, short-legged, kind of corgi things that are in all colours and all sort of types of coat.
So now, if you're looking at your dog saying, what mix are you? Jan explained to me that in WA, roo dogs are a popular mix, including greyhounds. Others in more central Australia wanted protection, and so Great Danes and Ridgebacks became a popular breeding blend. And then you needed terriers to chase bandicoots. When it comes to the population issue, Jan said it's important to remember these are ultimately a wild mix of breeds who love space and attention. And de-sexing your animals can make a world of difference, not only in remote communities, but urban areas too.
The key is, when the population's under control, there is the nuisance value of the dogs is under control. But while there's a high population, dogs get into rubbish and they'll fight together. And when there's a lot of hormones, so once they're de-sexed, they stay at home, they will always put on weight, there's less fighting, there's less mating, there's less puppies, it's quieter at night time. The community is much more peaceful.
Here we'll call them camp dogs or the specials that we have. But elsewhere in the country, they'd be called a mutt or...
mongrel.
A mongrel, which is... they're not kind words. Why do you think Territorians choose to give them a kind of sweet name?
I think because overall we're pretty proud of being unique in the Territory. You know, we're fairly distant from everything. So we're all special, and I think the dogs are even more special to be able to cope with the heat and lack of water, and they're tough. Mm. All of them are.
A touch of terrier, a dribble of boxer, a speckle of pit bull, and a sprinkle of staffy. Bam, you've got yourself a special. And according to Regan, the shelter manager at Paws, they are an incredibly loving pet. So lucky you, if you've got one sleeping on your doormat right now.
Most of our foster carers and people who adopt them say that they're really, really well behaved and they're just lovely and social and very, very grateful for the love that they get. I think that when people come in and when we do say it's a Darwin special, we always get a laugh out of it, which is always really, really nice. So I'm not allowed to have favourites, but I do. It's too hard not to.